Must be Uncle Charlie.
Huh?
Robbie described you. I'm Norm Downs.
You got something to do with Robbie?
Just left him in Peru. I was a surveyor on the same job. He asked me to stop by and see the family.
Well, come on in. What are you standing there for? Come on in, boy. Hey, Katie. Come on, look here.
You called Uncle Charlie?
This guy just left Robbie. His name is Norm,
Downs. Hi, Katie.
You just left Robbie?
3 days ago.
3 days ago? Well, I thought he was in some remote part of South America.
He is. I traveled through brush, up a river, and over mountains, but once you get to Lima, it's only about a 10-hour flight. He's fine. He really is, Katie.
Well, how come you came home?
I've been gone for 2 years. You don't know what it's like just standing on a rug. I brought some movies along, the whole layout. Rob wanted you to see them.
Movies? Of Rob? Charlie.
We're on it tonight when the family is here. You know, this happens all the time. It's a good thing I got a strong back. Come on now. Stay by.
This is our camp before we pitch the tents. Those trees over there are called Illetavos.
What does that mean?
Illetavo means trees with rotten odor in the Indian dialect.
Oh, I see not all of Peru is mountainous.
That was Robbie's arm, I guess.
What arm?
Those are Robbie's feet, I guess.
Honey, say something nice.
Well, it makes you feel like you're right there, doesn't it?
Well, where's Robbie?
Well, he took the pictures. Well, that's it, I guess.
That's pretty nice footage you got there, young man.
Well, I'm embarrassed to tell you the truth. That's the first time I've had a chance to see it.
Well, it was very nice of you to bring the film by and tell us about Rob.
It certainly was. I mean, at least now we know what it looks like, where he is.
Well, I wouldn't have brought it by if I'd have seen it first. Anyway, he's fine, Katie. He really is. And he sends his love.
Thank you.
Well, Norman, thanks for taking the trouble to drop by.
Well, my pleasure. Keep the film if you like.
Well, thank you.
Well, I have to be at my mother's for dinner, and you know how mothers are.
Oh, well, thanks again, Bob.
Steve, thank you.
Oh, Norman, I'll see you at the door.
Fine.
Thank you, Norman, for everything.
There is one more thing.
There is?
Robbie made me promise to give you this from him.
Good night.
Wouldn't hurt to ask her.
Oh, I'm afraid Kitty will think I'm just being patronizing.
I'm just wasting my time fixing this shirt. It is just tattered.
Yeah, I guess so.
Honey, look. Why don't you just walk down the hall and ask her to have dinner with you?
Good evening.
Good evening. Could we have a table for two?
Yes, sir. This way, please.
You know, you've done some nice things for me in your time, but this is one of the nicest.
Here we are.
Oh, thank you. Wait till my husband finds out I've been out with another man.
I wouldn't worry about it. I'm bigger than he is.
I hope you don't think I'm being a baby. I really needed this. Thank you, Dad.
Have a seat.
You know what'll happen? Right now, tonight, everybody feels all the sympathy with Katie. Tomorrow we'll all forget about it.
Not me.
Oh, sure you will. We all mean better, but human nature is weird. Tomorrow, the next day, she'll be all alone again.
Look, Alice, speak for yourself.
What are you going to do for her?
I don't know. I'll think of something.
And me too.
It isn't funny. This place is so close to home, and none of us has ever been here before.
Yeah. I'll have to ring Barbara.
You're a good man, Mr. Douglas.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Katie, it's getting a little late.
Oh, yeah. We better get back to the boys.
Yeah. Well, I paid the check, so let's go.
Oh, you're leaving, sir?
Yes. We enjoyed the dinner very much.
Thank you, sir. And do come back again.
We will.
Good night.
Mama, did Daddy have a good time with Katie last night?
Mm-hmm. Main thing is that Katie had a good time.
Where'd they go?
Oh, they went to a little... No, no, honey. Folks gotta go on the left.
Okay. Poor Katie, huh, Mom?
Well, in a way, yes. It's nothing to get carried away with.
Hi.
Well, you're home early.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetheart. Something smells good.
Pot roast. I hope you're not starved because I'm a little late with my dinner.
You mean you're cooking alone tonight?
Charlie has a date.
Well, with Dorothy, huh?
No, he didn't say.
Can I go upstairs and mess around till dinner?
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, I wish they would use another phrase besides messing around. That sounds so cluttered to me.
No compliments, please. Just tell me how great I look.
Well, you look fabulous. This must be something very special.
It is.
Do we know the lady?
It's no lady. It's your daughter-in-law.
Oh. What? Well, she didn't say anything.
I only asked her 20 minutes ago. You know, I look at it this way. This is a lonesome kid, right?
Well, yes, Charlie, but...
So yesterday, you took her out. But what about tomorrow and the next day? You know, human nature is weird, Steve.
Well, Charlie, where are you going?
Oh, well, I know a place where there's dancing, and that's what the kid needs, is dancing. Not a bunch of this psychological banana oil. Well, I'll see you folks later.
Caramel and tons of salty peanuts.
Good evening.
Hey.
Dinner for two?
Why not, Alice? They got dancing here and everything. What time does the music start?
In a few minutes, sir.
Thank you. Hey, this place only a few blocks from my house, and I'll bet you didn't know it was here.
It's very nice.
And wait till the music starts. I'll show you some steps that'll put you in traction.
I can't wait.
What's the bit?
You know, the worst part of being a teacher, even a substitute teacher, is grading tests.
Well, I'm Burgess.
Honey, do you think we're concentrating too much on Katie? Steve, are you asleep?
No, I'm asleep.
You really shouldn't sleep so early, honey. You won't sleep later.
I'm just resting my eyes.
Anyway, do you?
Do I what?
Do you think we're concentrating too much on Katie's loneliness?
Oh, no.
I mean, you took her out last night. Now, Charlie, aren't we just reminding her that she's more alone by all this extra attention? Steve, you are sleeping.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Deal, you know.
Charlie's been quoting you.
Oh, sure, we discussed it. The idea is the whole family was worried about Katie the other night, but what happens tomorrow and the next day? We forget, that's what happens.
You're not thinking about taking her out tonight, are you?
Sure, I saved up a few bucks.
Well, honey, I mean, she's been out every night this week. I think maybe she'd like to stay home tonight.
She doesn't want to stay home.
Well, how can you be so sure?
I already asked her, and she said yes. Hi.
Hi.
Good evening.
I made reservations. Ernie Douglas.
Douglas. Here we are. This way, please. Anything from the bar, sir, before you order?
No, thank you.
Do you have root beer?
I'm afraid not, sir.
Oh, that's okay. What time does the music start?
Soon, sir.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
If you want to talk, Katie, just... spill it all out. I'm a good listener.
Thank you, Ernie. I really don't want to talk. Except it's nice of you to want to take me out.
I noticed you hesitated when I asked you. But I figured you just didn't want me to spend a lot of money on you or something, right?
Right.
What's she trying to prove? I just seat them. I don't try to figure them out.
But this is three nights in a row. And you've got to admit, you pick quite an assortment of guys.
Ferguson, a good waiter never becomes involved with his customers. Remember that.
Look, all...
Are you telling me that she went to that Golden Vest joint three nights in a row?
Looks like it.
Well, why didn't she say something? You know, they got great food down at the bowling alley. I could have taken her there.
Well, she didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Besides, I think we've had it with Be Kind to Katie week, don't you?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with the mush?
Boys haven't had their breakfast yet.
Oh, you mean you're serving the three little mutts breakfast in bed?
Well, only in their room. There are days when it's better than letting them out.
Mama?
Yes, honey?
You want a gift for the surprise?
What surprise?
It's for a nice thing.
Well, how much do you need?
A dime or a quarter or a dollar.
All right, you find a dime in my purse, but be sure it's for a nice thing.
It is.
Okay.
Next, here on Odyssey.
Yeah, but what's the nice thing, Dodie?
It's It's real neat, Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, well, maybe, but I ain't buying no pig in the poke.
It's not about pigs, and it's not about dogs either.
Well, just the same.
Hi.
Hey, ain't you a little early? We haven't started dinner yet.
Yeah, we got around the course pretty fast for a Sunday.
What'd you shoot?
None of your business. What have you got in the box, Dodie? You collecting ladybugs?
No, she's collecting money for something that's neat, but she won't tell us what it is.
It's a surprise.
Well, then we won't ask what it is.
Hey, Daddy, you want to give me some money for this neat thing?
How much have you collected?
A dime.
How much do you need?
$10 or something like that.
Well, would a dollar help?
Oh, Daddy!
Well, just a minute now. Here you go.
Thank you.
Have you added up yet, Charlie?
Oh, I pass.
Well, we all know Dodie's a very honest little girl, and she has very good judgment most of the time. Dodie, this neat thing, is it for you?
It's for someone that needs it really bad.
Oh, you see, Charlie?
And I'm not poking any pigs either, Uncle Charlie.
Well, okay. Here's 2 bits.
Is 2 bits real money?
It's 25 cents, honey.
Oh, boy!
Charlie, this is the worst coffee you've ever come up with.
Look, don't complain to a man who just parted with 2 bits.
But she's collecting that money to take Katie out to dinner, Dad.
Are you sure?
Well, sure, I'm sure. I wormed it out of her. She's collected $1.35.
You mean she's planning on taking Katie to dinner on $1.35?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, then why don't we all go out to dinner? I'll work out the money problem.
At the same place? She's already been there 3 nights in a row.
No, we'll go some other place. Give Katie a little change.
Yeah, well, Dodie's already made reservations at the Golden Vest.
Oh. Well, we'll just have to cancel Dodie's reservations.
And break her heart?
Oh, well, we just thought maybe 4 nights in a row in the same restaurant would be a little too much.
Not when you're there with a family that loves you.
Hi, mister.
Hello, little girl.
I made a thing for 6 people.
Oh, you must be Miss Dodie.
Yeah, I'm paying for the whole deal.
I see.
This way, miss. Nice place, huh?
Lovely place.
Nothing like it.
Ah.
Sure, Kate.
Sit over here. Lovely, Dodie.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
There you go. Yeah.
I know what I want.
Dodie, why don't I order for you, honey, huh? I'll tell you what's on here.
Daddy, when do I get to pay?
Oh, well, tell you, honey, the gentleman usually pays, and so you can give me the money and I'll take care of it.
Does Katie know I'm treating her?
Oh, sure, she'll know.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your eyes off that table.
But she brought them all 3 of her dates. I'm going to have five girls with apples. I think the tall one is married to the new lady. Hey, maybe he's married to her. Well, she certainly wouldn't marry the young kid.
I'll wait on them myself.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Go out and get some root beer for the young kid.
May I take your orders?
Yes. I think, Dodie, now you are.
Billion people are on Earth, but only one American family will have a visitor from another planet.
Ah! It's an Alf, an alien life form.
Alf, next, only on Odyssey.